What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Welcome to Castaway Cassettes. I'm your host, Flora. Castaway Cassettes is a weekly show here on URN where we invite different guests to explain their lives through six tracks. Our guests come from varied backgrounds, professors to students, who shape the music scene here at Nottingham University. This week's guest is Elliot Martin, or his stage name, Joe Martin, who is a student here at Nottingham and a musician himself. He has recently come out with a new track called That Night, which can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Music. Welcome, Elliot, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
We're going to talk about your first track that you have chosen, and you said it encapsulates your childhood. What do you mean by that, and what is the track?
The song itself is called Summertime. There's loads of different versions of it. This version is by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald as well. But it's just a song that my parents would always sing when I'm young. Around the house, and it sort of brought about my music taste today, which is sort of jazz influence.
Yeah, sweet. All right, let's listen to Summertime by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so that was Summertime by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. You said that your parents used to sing that one. Are your parents very musical?
Well, I wouldn't say that my dad is musical. He's got a good voice, so I'll give that to him.
Do you want to apologise to him right now?
No, not really. He knows exactly what I'm saying. He's a very good singer. He'll belt any song. He wakes me up pretty much every day at home with his loud voice. Usually some opera song that he's got in his head for some stupid reason. But I wouldn't say musical. He comes into my room where I've got my keyboard and just smack piano keys to annoy me.
It sounds like a bit of a legend. Do you have a memory that kind of is very closely connected to this track? You know, lots of people have, when they think of the songs that remind them of their parents, you think of them in the car playing it, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, actually with this song, it's just the pure amount of times that it would be sung around the house. I mean, growing up when I was very, very young, both my parents would sing it before bed, before I went to sleep, every single night when I was really quite young. And because of that, I think it was just a song that was sung pretty much daily within the house, and
yeah,
therefore.
That's adorable.
But it's quite interesting because I never really have one version that I listen to online, because I always associate it with just my parents singing it. So this is my favourite version of it, but I wouldn't.
Why is it your favourite version of it?
Because Louis Armstrong's incredible.
His voice
is very cool. So
talking of your childhood, like, where did you grow up? Would you say you had a happy childhood?
A delightful childhood. Yeah, it's pretty good. I grew up in Norwich, the back end of Norfolk, which is rather empty, but it's really good fun. Emptiness means you can play music in any volume.
So does that mean a lot of your childhood was running around on the beaches in Norfolk?
Sadly, I mean, Norfolk's huge. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours drive from end to end. I'm stuck in the south of Norfolk, which means that I'm sort of 45 minutes, an hour away from the beach. But we go in the summer quite regularly. I mean, usually it's just mucking about in the fields and stuff like that.
Yeah. And would you say growing up in Norfolk has affected your music taste at all, or not really?
I was surprised because I was on the radio in Norfolk the other day and I heard that through BBC Introducing, they have 200 songs sent in a week, but I've never once heard a song from Norwich itself.
Okay.
The closest I've come to it, Ed Sheeran grew up 20 minutes drive from my house. That's the closest I can come. But I wouldn't say where I've grown up has influenced my music massively. It's you. It's the beauties of online music that's helped me, I guess.
True, it has changed everything. And would you say that there's a point in your life where you started to get really into music and maybe started thinking about producing your own music, or was it just because your parents were so musical in their own way?
It was a big mixture of two things. First time I think I really ever wrote music was when my friend Jeremy, who I'll talk about later because there's a song about him, would come to stay in the summer, and both of us would muck about on GarageBand upstairs and just create songs on there, especially because for some reason we went through 3 years or so where every year one of us would be stupidly injured just before they come, so we'd be just stuck in the house our friendship revolves around sport, and when there wasn't sport to do, then had to fall back on music. And that's where it sort of started. Where my writing music came from as well, because I had like an operation when I was in year 9 or something like that. Couldn't do sport for a month or so, or no, even longer, I think it was 3 months. So I just was like, oh, I need to do something else. Started writing music.
Yeah. Which was cool. That's sweet. And you said your dad sang opera. Are your parents really into kind of genres of music, or would you say it sounds like a bit of a mixture?
Yeah, I mean, both my parents sing in the same choir, Norwich Philharmonic Orchestra, if anyone wants to hit it up.
Represent.
Do some fantastic concerts. I've never really known what music taste my dad has, because he always just allows mum to play the music in the house. I think he's learnt that that's probably the best way to calm down.
Stop arguments.
Yeah, exactly. But mum's a big fan of a lot of the music that I like, but I think her favourite band is either Crowded House or Simply Red, which are two quite interesting bands. I like them a lot.
Yeah. So we're going to continue on this kind of theme of your childhood and kind of looking back at memories of music. So this next song is a song that made you really appreciate music more deeply, the first kind of song that you felt that way about. Would you like to introduce the track and explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's called Ain't Nothing Changed by Lol Khanna, who's my favourite artist. A lot of people will know, or everyone who's close to me will know that. It's pretty much all I talk about, him and Tom Misch. I remember the first time I listened to the track, I was just about to walk the dog, and I heard the song come on my headphones, and I stopped, and the dog sat next to me. Just the entirety of the song, I was there, just captivated by the saxophone that starts off the song, and then the sort of boom-bap beat that comes in, and Lol Khanna's lyrics, which are deep and sort of flow really quite well, which I like a lot.
For sure. All right, so this is Ain't Nothing Changed by Lol Khanna.
Sitting in the student home, sharing stories. Now I simmer sipping sort of wrong, walking like I've been talking the talk but can't afford a phone. Trust, I'm all alone, panicking to play it safe. This talk of paper chase is forcing me to stay awake, living this layer cake where others will say it straight. Say they got my back and that they're praying I'ma pave the way, like it's the great escape. Brothers doing better than me, I'm in a hurry, worry what if they forget about me. I'm just another number, nothing when the check will bounce. See, I went moving for money but there's nothing but debt around me. So when the rest have found me bugging in the brain, and I'm somewhere between the struggle and the strain. They ask why every fucking song the same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Cause this is for the men of the house who were far too young. See, your friends are going out before you can't do none. You're raising funds for your mother and you can't do sons. Up in the rubble raising trouble, what you can't do is run. And trust, I feel it, I feel it, but can't conceal it. See, this inner city responsibility's killing me. I start to shiver when I think of all the shit I need, and see all my brothers burning paper on that sticky greed, picking the thickest leaves, stuck in the mist, saying I should've quit but couldn't fuck. And now they sit with a lark, a little luck and a wish. But trust they still blow their mother a kiss. They're living up in the bits and slip, stagger through the puddles in the pain. Somewhere beneath the rubbles in the rain. They ask why every f***ing song the f***ing same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Brother, cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Alright, so that was Ain't Nothing Changed by Lol Khanna. So you talked about, you remember the first time you listened to the song, you were out on a walk with your dog, and you stopped and so did the dog, which is pretty cool. What made this track stand out? Like, what made it strike you so much?
It's the initial sort of saxophone loop that comes in. It's sort of, in my mind, sort of addictive. Which I like a lot about it, and then you automatically pay your attention to that, and I think then the drums come in, not sort of the perfect time, and then the lyrics, and then it all sort of builds into the chorus, and then the lyrics themselves sort of, I remember he spoke about how it was just a song that has angered at a guy who said he always writes the same music. So he wrote the song out of spite to that guy, and it's his most popular song, so he sort of showed him. But I quite enjoyed the fact that the lyrics are completely about that. Can you speak about something?
But it's cool because it's a song that's like, you know, it's a kind of throwback in that guy's face about him saying that about his work, but it's not like sometimes, you know, rap can be is a bit braggadocious and a bit like, you know, angry.
Yeah.
It's a kind of chill way of being like, shut up.
I don't think Lil Khan could be angry. I honestly would love to see it at some point. Actually, I wouldn't like to see it. I think it would shatter every impression I have of him.
So did this kind of change the way that you thought about music, listening to this track, in any way?
Maybe not changed, but it certainly encouraged a lot more of what I listened to after I listened to that and really realised that there was modern music that, because my music that my mum listened to that I always liked sort of had a bit of those vibes to it, and I never found a lot of music that was modern that was being released like that. So it sort of shaped. I went on to like Apple Music, which I use, which a lot of people hate because it's Spotify, but I went on to that and then looked at the suggested artists and then found people like Tom Misch through that. I also love, and that's sort of, it was the basis of the majority of my music taste now.
Yeah, so kind of like, would you say that did kind of change your music taste?
Yeah, I think it changed the music taste, and it certainly gave a new perspective to it.
And kind of what age were you in this kind of slight change?
I want to say 16, 17, before that. I mean, I listened to a lot of, hip-hop and stuff like that before then, and the general mix of stuff that people listen to growing up, chart stuff, and Black Eyed Peas was probably the first album I've had. Actually, no, that's a lie. McFly, Room on the Third Floor was my first ever album that I had.
What an album.
Shout out to Rob Eckery for showing me that one.
talking of shout outs, maybe, how did you find this track?
How did I find this? Oh god, it's Rob Eckery again. It's the same guy, same guy back home. I was about to have I got persuaded into having a house party that summer, and I'd collated three or four people who were coming to the party whose music taste I trusted to get onto the playlist, and promote some songs that they thought should be on there, and it didn't let me down. No. Found a few other artists as well.
Sweet. So we are going to move kind of on from that kind of nostalgic music taste to kind of more now. So this next song you've chosen because you said it's a song that you are loving right now. So this is Find Someone Like You by Snow Allegra. I'm really sorry for completely butchering that name.
No, she's not going to be happy with you.
I'm really sorry, Snow, if you're listening. So what is it that stands out to you about this track?
Oh, it's just a really easy listen. It's very catchy. It's a very happy song. I only found it a few months ago when the album was released, but I knew about her before. Through the same person again, unbelievable. But I promise you, I don't get all my music tastes from the same person. I listened to her new album, and it was very relax R&B sort of stuff, and this was the standout track from that.
All right, so this is Find Someone Like You by Snow Allegra. There we go.
Something about the way that you talk to me, even when you're not all around, I feel you pulling. I feel you, boy, yeah. Tangled in your love and your energy. Perhaps it was the way that you smile. I see you, boy. Oh, I need you, boy. Yeah. I've been waiting my whole life to find someone like you. Find someone like you. Yeah. I've been waiting. never perfect, but you're perfect to me. Been asleep, you're a dream, I need you. Though we got a past, I want you. And even when it's bad, I love you. I've been waiting my whole life. Find someone like you. Find someone like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been waiting my whole life. Find someone like you. Find someone.
Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so you were just listening to Find Someone Like You by Snoa Allegra, and you are currently listening to Castaway Cassettes. Castaway Cassettes is a weekly show here on URN where we have different guests explain their lives through six tracks. And this week we have Elliot Martin, or his stage name, Joey Martin. Joey Martin?
Yeah, that's Martin. The one. That's
okay.
The one.
Who is a musician here in Nottingham. He chose that last song because he said it's a song that he's loving right now. What made this song stand out to you compared to other music that's being produced at the moment?
Oh, it's hard to say. I think a lot of the music that I'm listening to at the moment pushes the boat out in a lot of ways that makes you have to listen to the song three or four times in order to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of complexity, especially within sort of hip-hop and R&B at the moment, where artists are using auto-tune or weird beats in order to sort of differentiate themselves. And I thought this song was very stripped back, and just was simple and allowed Snow to just convey a message very easily with a
Does this song, I often find songs for me, remind me of somebody or sometime or something like that. Does this song have a memory connected to it?
Oh, the main memory is the fact that, another friend who always shows me music nailed it once again with this album. My mate Ash always sends me albums to listen to each Friday. He spends every single Friday listening. Doesn't do any work. I should promote this. He doesn't do any work on a Friday. If any people are listening to this, they should probably come up on it. He just spends all day listening to every released album of that day, pretty much.
Mm.
But yeah, he sent me a message saying, you have to listen to this now.
Listen to it straight away.
Oh, actually, I don't know. Do you know what? I did. The first time I listened to it, I was actually on holiday. That's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact.
It's in Mallorca.
Ooh.
It's easy for some, isn't it?
Again, you've had a tough life.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Sweet. So we are going to move on because I realise we are getting low on time. So this next song that you've chosen is Neighbours by J. Cole. And you said this song talks about something that is important to you, about an issue that's important to you. Can you explain why this song is important?
Yeah, a fundamental part of my course and the reason that I chose the course is to look into and discuss racism in America. And I mean, not just purely America, but all over the world, really. And this song is about J. Cole, who is an African-American rapper who moved to a rich suburb in Atlanta I think it's Atlanta, I hope it's Atlanta. Don't kill me if I'm wrong. And he is a very white neighbourhood. I think he was the only black person in his neighbourhood. And because he had his Dreamville Records recording studio in his house, a number of black people would come in and out of the house each day, which makes complete sense. But his neighbours, who didn't know J. Cole, called the police on him, assuming that he was a drug dealer. And at here, I went to see him a few years ago perform, and he showed the video of the police raiding his house while playing this song. So the video was in the background, and it was just incredible. It was very eye-opening to see. So that's why I thought this song was particularly interesting. And also, I think the way that J. Cole conveys his lyrics and his messages, especially in his most recent music, where he talks a lot about the problems that African Americans have in regards to money and drugs and stuff like that in America, is not only important, but it's very clever as well.
Yeah, okay. So you can listen to all those themes right now when we listen to Neighbours by J. Cole.
Picture with the president, I just want to talk to the man, speak for the boys in a band though, and we can never walk in again. Apologize if I'm hopping again, I know these things happen often, but I'm back on the scene. I was lost in a dream as I write this to teen down in Austin. I've been building me a house back home in the South, my won't believe what it's costing, and it's fit for a king, right? Or get it, can sing and explain all the pain that it cost him. My 16 should have came with a coffin. Fortune, well, maybe not the fortune, but one thing is for sure, the fame is exhausting. That's why I moved away. I needed privacy, surrounded by the trees in Ivy League. Students that's recruited higher league, thinking you do you and I do me. Crib has got a big old back of yard. My stand outside and pass cigars, filled with laughing hard. Thankful that they friends are platinum star. In the driveway, there's no rapper cars, just to get from back and forth. Get from back and forth. Welcome to the shelter, this is pure. We'll help you if you felt too insecure to be the star you always knew you were. Wait, I think police is at the door.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Neighbors think I'm selling dope. The neighbors think I'm selling dope. Guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope, selling dope, selling dope, selling dope.
Rough along, I am. Some things you can't escape. Death, taxes, and a racist society to make. But then you feel like a candidate for a Trayvon kind of fate. Even when your crib sit on a lake, even when your plaques hang on a wall, even when the president jam your tape. Took a little break just to annotate how I feel, damn it's late. I can't sleep cause I'm paranoid, black in a white man territory. Cops bust in with the army guns, no evidence of the harm we done. Just a couple neighbors that assume we slang. Only time they see us, we be on the news and change, damn.
Don't follow me, don't follow me, don't follow me, don't follow me.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Selling dope. Selling dope.
I'm rough along. I am. I am. I am. I am. Rough along. I am.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, welcome back to Castaway Cassettes. That was Neighbours by J. Cole. And you said this song talks about an important issue, the kind of racism that it talks about within it. Why would you, you kind of explained it's an important issue to you because of the degree that you do, and that was one of the main reasons why you chose that. Were you interested in all these kind of issues before starting university?
Yeah, because I think growing up in Norwich, there's not, I mean, I love Norwich, don't get me wrong, but there's not a vast amount of diversity within the city itself, which meant that I grew up quite sheltered to a lot of the issues that there are through inequality in the country and in the world. And it meant that when I got to a certain age and suddenly I realised, I think I was probably quite old, too old, maybe 16, 17, where I really started to realise a lot of the issues through listening to music artists and stuff like that. That's when I realised that it's quite really interesting and really bad as well at the same time.
So that's really interesting that you've kind of found out all about these issues through music.
Yeah.
Would you hope your music would ever do something like that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my music, ironically, this one song that I've released so far doesn't, to the extent that the rest of my music do, because it sort of does, because they're sort of hoping to set the scene for the rest of the album that I'm hoping to write at some point. It's like that album itself talking about sort of social anxieties that come with relationships, and that song is the initial time that someone meets another person, and then the rest of the album will hopefully go through a relationship and then a breakup and then stuff like that, speaking about like normalizing a lot of the issues that people go through and perhaps find it difficult to talk about. But then at the same time, I have written songs about social issues such as racism. I actually met a guy on Tuesday, because I am on the Committee for Songwriting Society at the university. I met a guy who writes very similar stuff, and hopefully we're going to come together and write something to do with that fairly soon. But yeah, I think it's important in music. I got that mainly from J. Cole, but you write about stuff that's important. I don't particularly like music that's just sort of bragging about how popular and rich you are. It doesn't make much sense to me. I can never do it. I'd probably.
Yeah, because you're not popular, are they?
No, so. I'm neither. No, I'm incredibly unpopular.
I'm joking. So obviously, it's really interesting that you do write songs about racism and things like that, because obviously we are both white people here. Do you find that a harder thing for you to do? Would you ever worry that writing about those kind of issues?
Yeah, it's maybe like part of the reason why I haven't released a song on it. But at the end of the day, I would say that it's just as easy for me to see the issues as it is for anyone to see the issues. I don't think that there should be an issue with it. There obviously is a stigma around it, but that stigma is part of the issue. I don't think there should be any rules about who can speak about what, as long as they're looking to fix the issues or talk about the issues. I hope that what I write wouldn't offend anyone, who, beyond the fact that the colour of my skin might suggest that I shouldn't be talking about it. But.
Interesting. You talked about how the kind of album that you're hopefully coming out soon is talking a bit about social anxiety and things like that. Is that something that interests you in that you want to address in your music?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that the fact about talking about stuff that I've seen resonated with in the past. I mean, a lot of my friends have gone through stuff that has hurt them and troubled them, and stuff that they didn't really know what to do about. And I figured that once you work out a lot of these things, especially in relationships, have the same sort of answers, I think, universal answers. I think they're not spoken about a lot. People worry about things that they really shouldn't do. And that's what I thought it would be, something to talk about without being too generic. With my writing, hopefully.
All right. So, talking of generic, no, I'm joking. We are going to play this next song, which you said reminds you of someone that you love and care about. Would you like to introduce the track?
Yeah, I want to stress from the off that this is an incredible banger, and anyone who doesn't agree is fundamentally wrong. It is the song Angel by Shaggy. Yeah.
All right, so Angel by Shaggy, have a listen.
Now this one dedicated to all of you, them who are going to offer some nice things to them girls. Treats are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. And this is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with Yamis. Flip this one for your musical disc.
Than my peeps, you are to me, baby. But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Could have left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I unite this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby.
It's a lot.
Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, well, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
Call it this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. My darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
Alright, that was Angel by Shaggy. So would you like to explain who this song reminds you of?
Yeah, of course. The song in itself, and actually pretty much most of what Shaggy does, reminds me of one of my best mates growing up. And he'll mock me because it's been said that I love the guy now. I'm going to get a lot of banter for that, but yeah, so he's from Italy himself. Both my mum and his mum were best mates. They met when his mum was at university in Norwich, and every summer from when I was like 11, he was 12, he'd come over to England and we'd both do like a sports camp thing together in the summer and just chill in Norwich. And the first year he came, he couldn't speak really any English. The only thing that he knew how to say was the fact that he hated broccoli and that he loved Shaggy. I don't know how that's all he picked up from his English classes, but impressive nonetheless. And then we listened to this album, which is called Hot Shot, I believe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's correct. And ended up listening to it pretty much every year that he'd come, multiple times.
Wow.
Which means that I'm fairly sure that I could boast knowing most of the lyrics to the album.
I mean, if you want to do a cover, you're more than...
So this is Hot Shot.
Sweet. So did Jeremy affect your music taste at all, do you think?
Oh, I couldn't give him that. Well, yeah, he has a certain sense. He certainly introduced me to some artists that are really interesting. He's very much into reggae, as you can probably tell from him loving this music so much. He's now producing music at a different university. but his music's very reggae oriented. But yeah, he's shown me artists from that sort of side of things, and then he also crosses over to my sort of funkier sort of style of music that I like. And he's shown me other artists, people like Grizz, I'm not sure many people may not have heard of, but he's like it's a weird mixture of very funky music with dubstep, which I don't like dubstep. Sorry any dubstep fanatics, I'm sure you're out there, but I don't really like it. But for some reason, when I'm a 12-year-old me, all over that. Fantastic.
Okay.
Pieces of music. Beethoven.
And because you said Jeremy is from Italy, did he give you any Italian music influences?
He did. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, no. Oh, well, hang on. I'll be very careful to say the word influences.
Okay.
Some of the songs are monstrosities in themselves, but in that, I mean, as you can probably tell, I mean, that's what's beautiful about some songs. They are just so terrible that you can't turn them off. There's one song where it's called Cosa, and it's just, he's Italian, it's in Italian, he can't understand what the person's singing. He's singing in a dialect, and no one can understand what he's singing about. But it was an absolute tune in the summer of 2015 or whenever it was in Italy. Highly recommend to any of you language people.
And before we've had people on, they usually choose a family member or a partner or things like that here. And it's unusual to choose a friend. Would you say that you have been influenced a lot by your friends and your music taste?
I'd say I've been the majority of my music taste has probably been influenced by friends. I would say that I had foundations that are brought about by what my parents played growing up. I sort of knew vaguely what I liked from them, but I mean, it is really when you're sitting in a room and someone's on the speaker or whatever, and they just put on a song that they like and you resonate with, it means that I now listen to pretty much any genre, from drum and bass to rock to classical music to jazz. I mean, that's a lot
of different dubstep one.
Heavy dubstep, yeah. It's all I listen to.
And would you say your friends at the moment, you can have an opportunity to give more shout outs now.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that they shape your music taste? Have you shaped theirs?
I think it'd probably be a mixture. I've got two mates who listen to music pretty much all the time. One is in my house now, he will just play music constantly. And it's interesting because it wasn't originally sort of music that I'd listen to, especially before I came to university. Although a lot of it is sort of hip hop orientated, it was sort of hip hop that I hadn't listened to, maybe more trap orientated, but actually listened to it a lot. I do like a lot of it, and I have downloaded a lot of it. And hopefully, I think there's some stuff that people hopefully have liked that I've shown them. There'll probably be stuff that they've absolutely hated as well. Probably the Italian music that I've shown them.
But you can blame Jeremy for that, so that's fine.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's your fault if you're listening in Bournemouth.
Oh, no. Okay, sweet. So we are now on to our last song, which is Crazy. And this is a song that you said that others would be surprised to know that you love. Would you like to introduce the song?
I would, actually, yeah. It's called I Only Lie When I Love You by Royal Blood. I think it is. Yeah,
okay.
Let's go for that then. Yeah.
All right, so let's listen to that track.
Just twisted, pull your head and make me shout. It's just that you insisted I was good for nothing, like you were onto something.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Welcome back to Castaway Cassettes. I am here with Elliot Martin, otherwise known as Joey Martin, who is a musician here in Nottingham. We just listened to a song by Royal Blood called I Only Lie When I Love You, and you chose this track as it's something that you think others would be surprised that you like this song. Why do you think people would be surprised that you like this track?
Well, I think it's in itself very far removed from the other songs that have been played today, and in general the songs that I listen to. I mean, the first songs that I'd ever play, if depending on the mood, would be sort of the Lorcana sort of vibe, which is quite lo-fi, relaxed sort of stuff. So then for that to come on, which is a lot heavier, a lot shoutier, maybe surprise people. But I think that actually those two songs, the Lorcana song and the Royal Blood song, they're very comparable. Because both the intro to the Lorcana song and this song both have very, very strong instrumental, like addictive hooks to them, that through the saxophone and through the sort of bass, which means for both cases I'm sort of drawn into the song straight away. Both are talking about issues, or like not necessarily issues, but talking about real things that have affected them or has happened to them, and both have got very strong drum beats that carry the song and keep it interesting throughout the whole thing. So although the songs themselves are, to like on the first listening, very, very different, I think they're actually strangely similar.
Yeah. I see that. And so kind of along the same lines, obviously these two songs are very different, but you found similarities within them. What would you say are elements that make up a good song?
Elements to make up a good song.
Yeah, that's a
every
question.
One of my songs, and that is extreme.
So an element that makes up a good song is your own songs.
Yeah, okay. If we could just get that publicised everywhere. No, I'll take every bit of that back, please. Strong, like a catchy. Well, I think it always has to have something catchy in the instrumental, whether it's piano, guitar, saxophone, trumpet, something like that people automatically recognise when it comes on. Then I would say, I mean, it goes without saying, but it's a strong drum beat. It doesn't necessarily need to be a loud drum beat, but like a drum beat that gives a certain rhythm to it, which allows lyrics to sort of flow. And then I always like lyrics that are actually talking about something, but the majority of my friends would disagree with that. They don't really listen to the lyrics, so perhaps lyrics that might flow well or are catchy.
Like as I kind of said before, this song is like very rocky in comparison to maybe Lorcana's song, which I don't think you could possibly put in the rocky kind of brackets. Would you say that you have to be in a particular mood to listen to this track?
Yeah, just as I have to be in a particular mood to listen to any of the songs. Sometimes I would never put on that track, like I wouldn't put on the other tracks. Need to be in certain mood. Sometimes I'm in mood to just listen to music I've never listened to before, or put on a genre. At the moment I'm doing a module for American Studies that's looking at music in the 20th century, and it means I have to listen to new genres each week, which I quite like, because it means that, because I'm too skint to buy a bus pass into university, when I walk in every day I just pop on something new usually, or a podcast or music.
Do you think it's important for people to try and expand their music as much as possible?
Well, it depends why they're listening to music. I wouldn't necessarily say it's important, because I think a lot of my friends, and myself included, listen to it in their leisure time. It's something that if they find music taste that they like, then that's cool. They like what they like, and maybe people listen to music less than others. But if you listen to music to try and understand sort of social issues, or understand what people have gone through, where they're coming from when they're talking about stuff, then yeah, I think it is very important to expand it, because I think you can never learn too much about that stuff. But it depends what you listen to music for.
True. And kind of along similar notes, would you think it's important, obviously you studying history, to understand a time period more in depth to listen to the music of that time?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's what we've done a lot in the course. I've never actually gone let's listen to the music from the 80s today. I feel like listening to this genre today, and then whatever time period comes up, then I'll listen to. But often, sometimes I'll want to listen to a certain style of music that associates itself massively with a time period.
Yeah.
Like boom bap, hip hop or stuff like that, where it will take you to like the 90s, and the early 2000s. But apart from that, no, I wouldn't associate my music taste with like the 70s or the 80s, for example.
Okay, sweet. And so, like, we talked about the past now, what about the present? Do you see music, popular music at the moment, do you think it's going towards a particular direction in any way? Do you see your own music going towards a different direction?
It's interesting, because I think there's just, because of streaming services, I think there's so much opportunity to listen to any sort of music now. There's something like 40 million songs on Apple Music, I think, like that, something crazy like that, which means that music will be going in every single direction. Personally, I don't really like the sort of trap sort of side of things massively. I mean, I did say earlier there's certain elements of it I do like, but in general, the fakeness of auto-tune and stuff like that isn't something that appeals to me massively. And I think the ability of mainstream music just to talk about stuff like how much money that they have and who they're seeing and stuff like that, I think it's kind of irrelevant. I think a lot of the time they're lying as well. They're trying to portray a lifestyle that they wish they had and don't have, and probably if they do have, maybe aren't happy with as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that sort of element of popular music is maybe dangerous, but I like people like Lil Kana and J. Cole very much, and sort of all of J. Cole's record label, because they talk about real stuff while keeping music popular.
Yeah, and for your own music, do you see it changing in any way?
I'm not sure. I might have to see. We'll see what it sounds like. I think I literally, a lot of the time, if I write my own stuff, it will often literally just go around what I am able to do, because I think there's stuff that I'll listen to and be like, oh, that's incredible, but I can't play the trumpet.
Yeah.
I can't. I'll have to write something on the piano and then change it to a trumpet sounding instrument and then pretend that way. So I think there's like limitations to my, but I think as I learn to do new stuff, then hopefully I'll start branching out. But lyrically now, I think I'll always want to talk about sort of social stuff.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for listening to Castaway Cassettes, and a special thank you, Elliot, for coming in and being our guest and sharing your insights with us. Have a listen to his new single, That Night, which can be found on music platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Is there any more other things that they can listen to that track on?
Yeah, anything. I'm sure it'll be anywhere. Shazam it if needs be.
Okay. And as always, you can get in contact with URN on Twitter and Facebook at URN1350, and on our website, www.urn1350.net. Thank you so much for listening, and catch us next week with Castaway Cassettes. Have a good